A U.S. Senate committee met today to figure out what to do about health care. The hearing was public and bipartisan. That's the process Senator Lisa Murkowski was calling for when she cast a key vote against the repeal and replace plan Republican leaders drafted behind closed doors. But time is short. The Senate has only a few days to stabilize the individual market across the country before insurance companies finalize their rates. And senators think Alaska has pioneered one tool that can help. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions will please come to order. This morning we're holding our first.
The session was in one of the Senate's largest hearing rooms. Some in the audience wore lab coats and scrubs. Others came in wheelchairs. At least two people had paper face masks, the kind vulnerable patients wear to avoid infection. Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander urged senators to focus on small fixes to the Affordable Care Act to add stability to the individual market, where 6% of Americans buy their coverage. Alexander says senators need to be quick because at the end of the month, insurance companies submit their final rates for 2018.
We ought to be able to take this small, limited, bipartisan step on health insurance. If we don't, millions of Americans will be hurt.
Alexander is singing Murkowski's tune. She's a big fan of using the committee process to craft bills about health care and everything else. It's become a rarity in recent years. Big bills are often negotiated among the leaders of the majority party and then opposed by nearly every member across the aisle. And Murkowski agrees Congress should fix flaws in the Affordable Care Act now to bring down insurance costs.
But the interest in doing it in a bipartisan, open process way. This is a world apart from where we were the end of July. And I think that's significant.
One of the witnesses at the hearing was Alaska Insurance Division Director Lori Wing Heyer. Earlier this year, she accomplished a massive administrative feat. She got a waiver of the Affordable Care Act rules to fund a reinsurance program. Reinsurance pays for the treatment of several high-cost medical conditions. That brings down premiums for people who buy on the individual market, and that allows the government to pay less in premium subsidies. Premera, the only insurer in Alaska's individual market, credits the reinsurance program for its decision to lower premiums 20%. Again and again, senators asked Wing Heyer how other states can replicate the Alaska success. She says she's already submitted a list of suggested rule changes.
The waiver process is somewhat onerous in the fact that there is not a defined application to submit.
Wing Heyer says states essentially have to guess what data are required, and then there's a 6-month waiting period for approval. The senators took note. Improving the waiver process is on Chairman Alexander's to-do list. When the hearing ended, healthcare advocates in the audience went forward to talk to Murkowski. They thanked her for being one of three Republicans to vote against repealing the Affordable Care Act in July. An Arkansas college student named Katie McFarland lifted her shirt to her navel to show Murkowski the feeding tube she depends on.
Without the ACA, I would literally starve to death. So I just wanted to thank you.
The committee plans three more hearings this month, all focused on lowering premiums in the individual market. Meanwhile, some Senate Republicans are still hoping to repeal the Affordable Care Act with a new bill known as Graham-Cassidy. The deadline for passing that with a simple majority is also at the end of the month. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.